In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Friends, today as a parish family, we celebrate not one, but two events. The presentation of the Lord in the temple, which happens 40 days after his birth. Yes, it has been 40 days since Christmas Day already. And the anniversary of the dedication of this parish church, which was exactly 5 years ago today. They're related in a beautiful way, and we chose this day for the dedication on purpose because they are related in such a beautiful way. So first, let's talk about the presentation of Jesus in the temple. We celebrate this feast every year, but this year it happens to fall on a Sunday, so you get to go home with a blessed candle today. In the law of Moses, the first male child to be born had to be presented and consecrated to God, not just any place, but in the great temple of Jerusalem. The temple was a place of worship, unlike the synagogues, which were places of learning, schools of learning. It was done in thanksgiving to God, recalling the firstborn who were saved in Egypt during the 10th plague, when the angel of death passed over the houses that were marked with the blood of the Lamb. It's where we get Passover, because the angel passed over the houses. It was that final plague that drove Pharaoh to expel the Hebrews out of his land, and then they were freed from slavery. The incident we see in the gospel today comes from St. Luke. Luke begins his gospel in the temple with Zechariah, St. John the Baptist's father, and he ends his gospel in the temple with the apostles praising God in the temple every day. The importance of the temple in Jerusalem for the people of the time of Jesus cannot be overstated. A practicing Jew visited the temple no less than three times a year, no matter where they lived. And there was only one temple in Jerusalem, and visited principally, of course, at Passover to sacrifice an unblemished lamb for the Passover feast. You may think, well, that is a very nice history lesson, Father, but what does all the Jewish stuff have to do with me? The simple answer is everything. It has everything to do with you and me. Remember, Jesus did not simply appear out of nowhere, poof, right? He didn't arrive on the scene without a context. Jesus was the fulfillment of a long history of revelation from God. God using his Jewish people as the vehicle to reveal his plan of salvation, not merely for the people of Israel, but for the whole world. In the words of Simeon today, in the gospel, Jesus is a light for revelation to the Gentiles. In case you didn't know it, that's you and me. Unless you're Jewish, you're Gentile. A light of revelation to us and the glory of the people of Israel, even if many in Israel would reject him. There's some other interesting details that St. Luke gives us. He notes that Mary and Joseph offer a pair of turtle doves to young pigeons. This was the offering of the poor. It wasn't the normal offering. Mary and Joseph were not wealthy. We got a glimpse of that at his humble birth in Bethlehem. But had they the money, they were supposed to offer an unblemished lamb for this sacrifice. But isn't it interesting that they actually did? In reality, who is coming in the arms of Mary but the Lamb himself? Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and his eventual complete offering of himself would take place a stone's throw away from the temple at Calvary. Also, what had been in the temple was the Ark of the Covenant. Now, most of us were introduced to the Ark of the Covenant through Indiana Jones, right? And that's okay. They have a beautiful ark in the movie. So, but what it was this beautiful, beautiful piece of wood. It's a chest. On top were the cherubim, and it was covered in gold. And inside was the staff of Aaron, Moses' brother, through which a lot of the miracles were done. Some of the manna, they actually called it bread, the bread from heaven, and also the tablets of the law, the Ten Commandments, the Word of God, were written on. These things had been in the ark, and only in the Holy of Holies, in the temple, behind a veil, there was an altar and this ark. And for the Jews, this was the throne of God on earth. But 500 years before Christ, the Babylonians had destroyed the city and taken away the ark. It had been completely lost. But notice in the gospel today, both ark and its contents come back to the temple in glory. God's divine presence returns. The prophet Malachi said, "Suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek." Suddenly, unexpectedly, and here he is. Of course, Mary is the ark because contained within her wasn't just the symbolic presence of God, but God himself, Jesus Christ, the fulfillment of the law, the word of God, the bread of life. The long-awaited promise of God is fulfilled now in Jesus, the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the saving Lord. And finally and briefly, the other feast we celebrate today is the anniversary of the dedication of our parish church. The church, the Catholic Church, instructs parishes to recall this day solemnly every year. But let us be sure to note, however, this is not a celebration of us. We don't just celebrate the community. That would turn us in on ourselves, and we would miss the point. It is ultimately a celebration of Jesus Christ. He is the head. We are the body. He is the temple. We are connected to him. He is the true and eternal temple. Now, in the year 70 AD, the Romans completely destroyed that great temple in Jerusalem where Jesus was presented. It was never rebuilt. Today, when you visit the Holy Land, all you see is the old west retaining wall of the temple. They call it the Wailing Wall, where people pray, and that's all that's left. So when that happened, suddenly for the Jews, since the synagogues were just schools for learning, they weren't places of sacrifice, they had no place to offer sacrifice. There was no place to be reconciled to God, no place to have their sins forgiven, because it could only be done in the temple. But do you remember from John's gospel, Jesus pointing to the temple said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it." John tells us he was speaking of the temple of his body. Friends, the true temple still exists. It never died and it never will go away because it is now Jesus himself. Forgiveness of sins is still possible because we have a temple. It's still possible because he is both the temple and the sacrifice, the spotless Lamb of God. And we encounter in this temple of Jesus' body, we encounter him every time we come to this place for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. People come to this church building to encounter Christ, to hear the word of God who is Christ proclaimed and preached from this ambo. They come to experience new life as they enter and leave the confessionals, receiving mercy and forgiveness for all their sins. And they come to gather around this altar to receive the true bread from heaven, the bread of life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. But each of us, no matter how beautiful this place might be, each of us has to take all of this beauty outside of these walls. We don't exist, we don't have faith merely for ourselves. If we're in it just for ourselves and our own personal salvation, then we've missed the point entirely. Our church building would be absolutely useless if we didn't live the gospel, live the teachings of the church out there amongst the rest of the people so that we can be the light of revelation to the Gentiles, the rest of the world. Remember the word church, in Greek is ekklesia. It literally means called out of. Ekkaleo, called out of. You and I are called out of ourselves. We are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. People who encounter us out there should not encounter us, but Christ. As we celebrate this important anniversary of our parish, we are reminded again of our sacred mission, which is simply one thing: to bring people to Jesus. If we're not doing that, we've missed the point. Our mission is simply to bring people to Jesus. And we pray through the intercession of Mary, our mother, the mother of God and help of Christians. May God bless each and every person in this parish, our entire parish family, and keep us focused on the mission, which is called out to be bearers of the light, Jesus Christ, to this world that we know is in desperate need of a people who will witness to his unselfish love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.